the proposed rule that is leading up to this was just very, very problematic for American agriculture. And so our view is nothing positive can come out of the final rule.
Chuck Connor, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. He's also a native of Benton County, Indiana. Even though he and his team are currently reading through the language of that final rule, Connor says the direction of the rule could negatively impact farm operations.
The Department of Labor just seems determined to grant an enormous number of new worker rights for farm workers out there. These rights are important, but yet at the same time, they really can't come at the expense of the freedom and the oversight on our farms and ranches, and pitting farmers, you know, individual farmers out there against union organizers and basically anybody else that they would like to bring on our farms and ranches to oversee these farm operations. And just not the direction we should be going at this point. Our farmers do not need any burden placed upon them during these kind of times.
Connor says he's been pushing for farm labor reform, but this isn't it.
Our hope and our goal for labor reform, if you will, is to increase access to workers for American agriculture. It's not to go down the path of these proposed Biden rules that are now going final, which is basically to give workers unprecedented rights to disrupt farm production on these farms and ranches. Our goal is quite the opposite. We want these farms and ranchers to have full access to as much labor as they need to keep food production in this country and not overseas somewhere.
You can hear my full conversation with Chuck Connor at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm CJ Miller.